legislation. Canadian crossings canceled. I'm Michael Toscano.
Congress has an enormous role to play in responding to this challenge, and we are determined to do that duty.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell putting on the floor that stalled Trump-approved House bill that includes guaranteed sick pay, emergency food, and free testing, among other items.
Later today, the Senate will vote on a House proposal that seeks to address one small piece of the problem before us. It is a well-intentioned, bipartisan product assembled by House Democrats and President Trump's team that tries to stand up and expand some new relief measures for American workers.
But McConnell adds he will not adjourn the Senate until what he calls far bolder legislation is passed. The president is calling for $1 trillion of emergency spending to stimulate the rapidly weakening economy, including sending checks directly to the public and for money to fight the coronavirus itself. Infections now reported in all 50 states and expected to rise sharply in the next 2 weeks. That's cutting off some contact with Canada, as we hear from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I just spoke to President Trump again this morning, and we have agreed that both Canada and the United States will temporarily restrict all non-essential travel across the Canada-U.S. border.
President Trump tweets trade will not be affected. The Bernie Sanders campaign says he is assessing his future as a presidential candidate. This as a commanding sweep of the Illinois, Florida, and Arizona primaries has given Joe Biden what correspondent Phil Mattingly reports may be an insurmountable lead in delegates.
Biden has won 55% of pledged delegates. That means he can win less than half of the delegates remaining on the way of this track, and he can still win the nomination. At this point in time, this stage in the primary, no Democratic candidate has ever come back from more than 300 delegates down.
It's another day of severe losses on Wall Street, led by the Dow, which is down 5.5%. I'm Michael Toscano.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first, a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these. Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your choice.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
It's Trade Madness at Alexander Ford. Make a fast break to Alexander Ford's March Trade Madness buyback event. Check out the triple threat of Alexander Ford's massive selection. Thousands in Ford rebates and savings, and 1,000 over KBB value for your trade-in. You won't find any bracket busters at Alexander Ford. In fact, you can buy new Fords at used car prices this month only. Catch the madness before the shot clock runs out on Trade Madness at Alexander Ford. A difference you can count on.
On approved credit.
Get your Shamrock on in March with the Lucky Charms giveaway at Cocopah Casino. You could win up to $250 cash every hour, Fridays and Saturdays from 5 to 9 p.m. through March 28th. Two lucky winners every hour can win up to $250 in cash. That's 80 lucky winners. You can earn entries daily by playing your favorite slots or table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Kokopah Casino Rewards Club. Find your pot of gold with the Lucky Charms giveaway in March. Your lucky charm is just around the corner at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Cooler today with rain and wind. High of 56, northwest winds at 15, 45 the overnight low. Sunny and 66 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, southeast wind at 10. And Friday, partly cloudy, 69, 52 Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Russ Clark.
Yeah, so who are your guests today?
Russ Clark.
I just like to hear it.
For Precision Automotive, we're going to talk about things you can do. And, of course, I'm John Curtis, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce.
The business community, I mean, people are a little worried, and there's some stuff out there that you know, need to be talked about.
Absolutely. And this morning, we were scheduled to talk about the Yuma's Military Appreciation Day.
Which is nice, but there's not going
to
be one.
I had to cancel that for a variety of reasons. And you look at having to cancel things, but there's some things you can do. Driving in this morning, I talked to Cheryl Whitehead of the Yuma Community Food Bank. What's the big need right now?
Diapers?
But volunteers and cash. Right now, you look at vulnerable populations out there. You've got seniors, you got folks who just can't. So there's organizations out there to help these groups.
They need it more than ever, because these vulnerables that you just mentioned are also the ones that are most worried about infectious diseases,
right,
and stuff like that. And they can't get out and throw an elbow to get a pack of toilet paper.
Correct. You're right. The added anxiety,
sure,
okay, of those who are in the senior care facilities.
Right.
I'm anxious because I'm not well. I'm anxious because I don't know what's happening. I'm anxious now I can't see my family. I'm anxious.
I can't go shopping.
Oh, yeah. So look, anytime you can help someone else, in this, especially this time, boy, do it.
Back at the office, do you have toilet paper in the office?
I have. I've hoarded some, Russ.
What?
I've got 87 cases.
You said the H word on the radio?
We're in great shape. We're in the Heritage Building downtown, the old historic City Hall, and we're in great shape.
You know, I researched it. There is no shortage. Look, these plants work 24/7. They work around the clock. They make toilet paper. They make it every day. Yep. They get it delivered every day, and it's delivered every day to you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got such a hoarding mentality of fear and all that, that people are cleaning the shelves and keeping them
right,
clean. But it doesn't mean we don't have toilet paper. We just have we have it in people's bedrooms, stocked to the ceiling.
Right. And for what purpose? I don't understand the toilet paper.
I don't know what they're doing.
As the auxiliary base commander of MCASU, I get the privilege of attending their department head meeting every other Tuesday. And Colonel Suggs says, look, we have to make some provisions there at the commissary. I watched the guy walk out of 20 loaves of bread.
Wow.
Really?
What are you going to do with it? Freeze it, I guess.
French toast, but let's be smart. Common sense, we know, it was put on the deep space probe and has left the planet. Let's have some common sense come back. And look, if you need bread, go get bread. If you need sanitary wipes, go get them. But my heavens, people.
I talked to a truck driver this morning at Hall's Live Cows, and he's booming. He says the government has reduced regulations on driving hours so he can put in more time, because the demand has gone crazy, because people are stripping the stores of fresh meats.
Yep.
And there's now we've got lots of cows. We're not in any shortage. There's no panic.
The food supply is intact. The food supply is impeccable.
We're making more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't worry.
A friend of mine who runs the Relay for Life event in Prescott, Christy Jones, posted, think about that. You're at the drive-thru at Jack in the Box. You close down the restaurant. A trucker, okay, he can't go through the drive-thru.
No.
So he has to park his truck in Timbuktu, walk. So if you get a chance to help a trucker grab their lunch, anytime we can think of those folks who are really, really, really put out and give them a hand, you know.
Some businesses are starting to make accommodations for our seniors somewhere.
Exactly.
Dollar Store has one hour when they first open only for those that have those kind of problems.
Yep.
And I don't have the whole list in front of me, but there's others out there.
A good article in this morning's Yuma Sun about those businesses out there that are making special provisions, but also understanding, look, we're going to take care of everybody. Okay, we're going to take care of everybody.
No panic.
Please, please not don't panic.
And take care of those people around you that need help. Now, I can't get to the... I'm a 4-3 in the morning Walmart shopper.
Me too.
Okay, I don't run into you, but the nice thing about 3 in the morning, you got that 3-foot buffer everywhere you go.
and there's cases of...
But they closed it. Walmart closed it now. They're only open at 6 o'clock.
I thought it was 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
No, 6 to 10.
Okay, 6, okay.
Yeah.
But this gives them time to restock shows.
It's a lie. What it does is it pushed people together.
I'm doing some positive top spin. They can sanitize the store.
Look.
They can stock the shelves. So if you don't have those pallets in the walkway, I now have more room between
I went there the first day at 3 o'clock in the morning to see how much they're working to stock and sanitize. There wasn't an employee in sight.
It was break time.
There wasn't anybody. There wasn't a car in the parking lot. But again,
and our Walmarts are great chamber
members
as well.
They're doing a nice job.
Yeah,
and let me tell you what they are doing. So at 6 o'clock, I'm getting toilet paper for those that are too lazy or unable. I got both.
Right.
So I had to send my son-in-law to Walmart. So get there at 5:30, stand in line. And they were very orderly, very organized. They had lines. And when people walked up at 6 o'clock when they opened, they had employees hand them toilet paper if they wanted it.
Right.
And it was wonderful. And he walked out toilet paper, and the lazy or unable, I was able to help them.
But why not toothpaste or deodorant? Why toilet paper?
Buddy, don't ask. It's you know, again, you start putting common sense into the radio. I don't know. I don't know the panic.
Yeah.
But it is for some people.
I'm going to downshift. We'll go back to the food bank. Okay, if you have time to help out, if you have time or cash, give them a call, 343-1243, 343-1243, and think about those vulnerable populations. There are those who have it worse. There are those of us that might have a little reserve.
Right.
There's those of us, they've locked your doors of your business. Go help somebody else. Your Amberley's Place, they need help delivering food baskets. Okay, you think about, if I've been abused, all right, the one thing that he has on her is I can feed you and I can put a roof over your head.
Right.
So the food is now currency. It's also one of those things where she may have to capitulate and go back.
Right.
If you can help out Amberley's Place, delivering food baskets or helping out with food, give them a call, 373-0849, 373-0849. For me, Russ, seriously, because there's less activity at the office, I've extended my morning workouts. I went from 20 minutes to 30 minutes. And again, this is a good time for us to kind of downshift.
Sure.
For me, the elixir for anxiety and worry is activity. Do stuff. Get off of Facebook. Shut the TV off. Do stuff.
Yeah.
Do your business. I have a whole litany after the break. I mean, the litany of things you can do at your business, for your business, and to your business, while we're waiting for this thing to subside.
Well, you know, some businesses, I mean, this has created a great big adjustment in our community.
Yes.
And there's some businesses that absolutely had to lay workers off.
Yep.
And there's some businesses that can't get enough.
Yep.
And you need to take a break, and we can talk about some of those dynamics.
The Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Wash your hands. is on your side at Quiton Casino Resort's Luck of the Draw Cash Giveaway. Just use your player's rewards card every time you play to earn entry. Then be here on Saturday, March 14th and 28th for your share of $58,000 in cash. Drawings from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. where one winner every 30 minutes will each win $500 cash. Then at 10 p.m., all 10 winners will have a chance to pick the lucky pot of gold that has the $10,000 cash prize. It's time to cash in on your luck at the Q.
You're invited to Wills and Trust 101. This free educational event is presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson. You'll learn why we think Arizona may be the best state to create your estate plan and what you can do today to protect your assets and how to avoid a probate nightmare for your family. Reservations are now being accepted for the next Wills and Trust 101 workshop happening Wednesday, March 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the Yuma Main Library. Space is limited. Secure your seat now by calling 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
At Nationwide Vision, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses. And you can even use your vision insurance.
Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
More than 50 Hyundai Tucson's in stock. We are going to move as many as we can now and this month. Hyundai of Yuma has discounted them up to $5,000. You heard it right. $5,000 off MSRP. We also want your trade-in. Don't worry about the condition. You will get top dollar for it. So visit my friends today. This sale is only at Hyundai of Yuma, right there on 32nd Street. You have driven right by it. Now is time to stop in. Need I mention that every Hyundai Tucson has America's best warranty? 5 years, 60,000 miles, and 10 year, 100,000 miles on the powertrain. This is the best deal in Yuma. If you need directions, call 928-344-1100 for Hyundai of Yuma. Ask for $5,000 off MSRP on a new Tucson. When you visit today, say Russ Clark sent you. Hyundai of Yuma, one family serving you.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the road reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
AM KVLU studio. We have Russ Clark.
Good morning,
from
sir.
Precision Automotive.
Absolutely.
And Russ Clark.
Absolutely. That's it. say it twice.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Unfortunate they had to close the Colorado River State Historic Park as of this morning, and the prison.
I think that's out of their control. I think that's more state controlled, governor controlled. So, and look, our politicians right now are doing what they think they have to do according to their constituents, and the constituents are panicked, so they're doing panic-type decisions.
You're right.
And they're closing and shutting down, and for fear of what if I don't, somebody gets sick.
You know, that's the one thing, too. We talked to my board last night as far as expectations.
Yeah.
People are expecting you to make certain moves. We've canceled everything at the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly right.
Our next leadership class, which will be Media and the Arts Day, that was going to be April 16th.
We have leadership?
Yeah, we have leadership,
oh,
yes.
Checking.
And then our next mixer, we've moved to April 22nd, which is going to be at First Bank Yuma. We think we can hold those two events. We think we'll have some real medicines. I've heard there's three medicines out there that are working.
Some of them are old.
Yeah.
From the World War II.
But again, I'm not a scientist. I don't know pathogens. But we hope that by towards the end of April we'll be back on track. But there's things you can do. We talked about the food bank. We talked about Amber's Place. I'm doing a team building and customer service training tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock at the office.
You're still doing it?
Absolutely. There's fewer than 10. Mr. Rubin can. He'll be at the conference room there.
I'm in agreement with
you. These are great things you can do. I'll come to your business. We can go to the library if it's still open. My conference room is still open. This is a time to hunker down and say, what can I do to sharpen my pencil? And what can I do? What have I been putting off?
And do what makes sense.
How many round to-its do we have? I'm going to get around to it one of these days.
Well, and a lot of times it's about expectations, like you said. And I've seen some cancellations of stuff because the constituents would expect that business to cancel.
Right.
And they've got to follow through for public relations and everything else,
but even if
it doesn't make sense at this point.
But if you've been putting up training, I do the communication of sales. Absolutely. Again, these are member benefits. The communication of sales. You sat in on that one. You gave me some hot tips, which I tweaked a few things. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you some love yesterday on the radio for just helping me with my phrasing and the positivity. Thank you. But the customer service and team building, we can do that in two one-hour sessions.
Right.
We can combine it to an hour and a half. These are times to really hone your skills and look at your business. I have a list. I'm going to put this up.
Some businesses are so busy right now, they don't have time to do anything extra. If you're working at Walmart right now, do you think you have a minute?
No.
You don't. If you're at a grocery store, if you're at any of these grocery stores,
right?
These guys are so slammed.
So that's working in your business. I want to talk to businesses, work on your business. So work on your business.
I agree with you, and especially for those that have a little bit of a slowdown.
Right, right. So we're looking at some things. Do what you can do online. Enhance your business directory. Use as many free listing services as you possibly can. So if you have a Chamber Business Directory listing, go in and enhance it. Add more links. Add a video if you can. Add all the things you can and the links to the social media that you might have.
Wow, that's good advice.
Good, and there's free listing services all over the place. If you just get smart, go to your website, go to you can really enhance your footprint right now. What?
You got to get smart? Wait, John, there's so much pressure on me.
Well, I want to fake you out because I'm this dumb guy. But think about the things that you just can't get around to.
Yeah.
We're rebuilding the Chamber's website, and I have pages and pages of information in there that needs upgraded. Now's the time to go in and upgrade all that information, all the demographics, all that stuff.
This lull is going to be short-lived. Take advantage of what you're saying.
Exactly, exactly. But again, there's free web listings on a variety of platforms. Use those. Now's the time, because we know you have that time, work on your business because you can't work in your business. There's so many things you can do so that when we come out of this, we will truly be the phoenix coming out of the ashes. Spend, like I said, update information on your website. If you've shortened your hours, have it up there correctly. If your inventory has changed, get it up there right now. If your offerings have changed, do it immediately. If you are, as an example, Prison Hill Brewery, which is downtown, and Wheezy's, which is in the foothills, they're sharing a delivery service because they're far enough apart, they're not going to compete for customers.
You know, I haven't been in Wheezy's. Is that also by the same
owner? It's impeccably wonderful. No, Wheezy's is owned by the, I want to say it right, Stephanakos sisters. They own the...
Good opportunity, though, for you to try to say it nice.
Oh,
I don't think you did, but...
Stephanakos. We're fellow Greeks. That's awesome. But Wheezy's, impeccable. The place is terrific. Yuma's best sports
bar. That's on Fortuna?
Second place. It's the old Parrish's Bar and Grill.
Right.
But I tell you what, their hamburger, I'm telling you what. Yeah, buddy.
And they're still open.
Yep, still open.
And they're doing delivery services.
They're doing delivery services. So depending upon where you are, so they're sharing a delivery driver between the foothills and downtown back and forth. And think of those shared services you can do. If you're in like businesses, let's say you have a gift store, and there's several gift stores. I'm looking for an embroidered robe. Well, I don't have that, but this other person has. Think about your fellow businesses in a like category. This is the time to help each other out. This is the time to really say, look, I don't have what they do, whether it's tires, whether it's brakes, whether it's robes, bathrobes, whether it's soap, it doesn't matter. Think about we're all in this together, but we can really, really do a good job, in my opinion, of helping each other through this. Free shopping, shipping services, delivery services. Most folks are figuring out how to do this stuff and deliver for free. It may cut into your margins a little bit. I get that. Tanya's been using the Walmart shopping service forever. And
she's the one.
But there's blue buckets everywhere.
I went in there.
Yep.
And watching these ladies, there were a couple of ladies frantically filling her orders. And I stopped her and I said, you know, has Tanya been ordering a lot? And she says, everybody is. They are so busy, people take advantage of things, and that's great.
But they were ahead of the curve. Yeah, we did ribbon cuttings at all local Walmarts that had their grand openings for the service.
My daughter with the 2-year-old loves it.
Yes.
Because she doesn't have to get out of the car.
Yep.
They just put it right in the truck. She doesn't get out of her seat.
Yep. And no one touches each other.
Yeah, I tried to help. Won't you help? Really nice service. I didn't know Tanya was the one that was running them ragged, but I guess that's true.
The other thing, too, is share best practices. So, again, share your best practices. Share out there on whatever social media platform you have. If you figured a way, Russ, to mount a tire faster, quicker, better, if you've got inventories and oil, whatever it is, and you want to share that out, I know you're in a competitive situation. We all are.
Yeah.
But we all have got to figure a way. I can help Joe Blow, because I've got oil and he or she may not. I've got a lift that they may not have.
I've actually been visiting some businesses that have been hurt to explain to them access to government programs and lending and things to do for employees that they have to lay off and how to handle.
Several banks are offering zero interest loans. WaFed has got a zero interest loan. It's hard to qualify,
But there's been a lot of small
go
ones.
To disasterloan.sba.gov. Disasterloan.sba.gov. And that way, it's easy to qualify for these SBA loans. The payback terms are very, very lenient.
Well,
your ability to pay can be as much as 30 years. And this will help get you over the hump. The SBA, if you're waiting on Trump to send out checks, that's nice, and you can hope that's going to happen. But a friend of mine said, hope is a good thing to have.
Yeah.
It's just a lousy business strategy.
Right.
So if you want to get after some money quickly, because it's there, disasterloan.sba.gov. And this is exactly what this qualifies for. It'll get you over the hump. If you think you need 60 days of working capital, go get it. It's there to be had.
Some of these businesses will be closed long enough that they're going to need 60 days plus.
I think our best guess, again, my crystal ball is broken. But I think if you don't have 60 days working capital right now, go get it. You're going to need 60 days minimum. I know some businesses that have 6 months.
I have 6 minutes.
6 minutes? 6 minutes?
Yeah, 6 minutes.
The chamber is in a good financial situation where we can withstand this for a long, long time. Some nonprofits aren't that lucky. Some are doing week to week.
I'm not one of those industries that's being affected, really.
Correct. So you can afford to help out others.
Well, I've already done that.
Good for you.
But mostly just by calming them, going out and talking to them about here's what's available to help you.
But share best practices. The other thing, too, is post your victories. Let's share some good news. Let's tell stories of, like, helping truckers grab their lunch. Share stories of the unemployment rate right now is very, very, very low, and it's just at historic lows. That's probably going to change. There's cash to be had at the SBA. There's things that we can do to help each other out. They're going to set up a quasi-drive-thru between Du Bois and Prison Hill. They have pop-up tents. So as you come back
in the back?
Back alley. So they're going to share the responsibility. Again, good business neighbors doing that.
Yeah.
So look at your business neighbors. How can you help each other? What do you need help with? Don't be afraid to ask for help. We're going to get this done. And Yuma is an amazing community. We do truly help each other out. We communicate, collaborate, cooperate. I've said for years, it's almost like there's an Amish barn raising every weekend. There's a time for that right now with
your people helping.
Exactly. And you want to feed that. You really want to feed that. Do projects you plan to do, the round to it. I have projects at the chamber. I can go 24/7, 365.
I think you do.
I may catch up. I'm on a lot of committees. I'm on the build grant committee. We're trying to get a federal grant for $25 million to continue widening Highway 95. virus or not, we're going to need that to happen.
It needs to continue to happen until we get to day one.
Exactly. The rural broadband committee that meets today at 2 o'clock, some will be there in person, some will do that telephonically. But again, we really have got to enhance broadband activity, broadband access in rural Arizona. The governor's got $10 million to throw at it. We don't know what that means, how to get that. I think we need the...
We got the
Corporation Commission, the Corporation Commission and the FCC have got to say, look, you got that tower, okay, I don't care if there's two people on it or 20,000 people on it, you have to deliver services that they're paying for. That no ifs, ands, or buts. We have to push that along, so I'm on that committee.
You need to take a break.
Oh. I'm getting wound up. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Sunday afternoons from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Are you looking for more information on Medicare plans and benefits? Arizona's State Health Insurance Program, known as SHIP, provides free, unbiased guidance for eligible Medicare beneficiaries, families, and caregivers. Get help making informed decisions and optimize your access to care. SHIP has offices statewide. Learn more at 800-432-4040. That's 800-432-4040. Brought to you by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
Your local one-hour air conditioning and heating knows how miserable it feels when your AC goes out. You want it fixed fast, fixed right, and get a fast quote. Unlike some companies, we don't give you a quote until we actually see what the problem is. Then we'll give you our straightforward price and always stand by our work. Free service call with completed repair. Call 928-783-4242.
Your comfort is just a call away.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. License 277-800.
Glock Days continues at Sprague's Ford. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Glock handguns are the gold standard for rugged, reliable, accurate, and dependable. And Sprague's has got the best selection of 2020 Glock firearms. And don't miss the all-new Glock 44 22 caliber pistol right now at Sprague's. And while you're there, don't forget to register for your chance to win a free Glock 9mm or 40 caliber handgun. A $600 value. And don't forget, lifetime warranty. And with every Glock purchase, you'll receive Glock gear, because that's just the way it is at Sprague's. Glock Days continues all week long at Sprague's. You've got to love it. Glock handguns and Sprague Sports. It's Glock Days all week long at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Shuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Despite the coronavirus, voters turned out for Democrats in Arizona on presidential primary day in Yuma County. Initial counting shows Bernie Sanders won by a sliver, coming out with just 8 more votes than the former Vice President Joe Biden. However, Biden came out on top overall, sweeping Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. Two women in Mexicali, ages 54 and 58, have tested positive for the coronavirus. The Baja California Health Department says these women traveled to Washington State, and they are Mexicali's first confirmed cases. The women are under quarantine in their homes. And if you have a child, grades K through 12, or is a college student who's out of school due to the coronavirus, you can get free Spectrum Internet for 60 days. Charter Communication is also giving families who do not yet have Spectrum free installation of the service. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, Russ Clark from Precision Automotive. He's with, in the audience, and Russ Clark is in the studio manning all the buttons. He's pushing my buttons like
he always does.
That's right. And we're on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. We're talking about things you can do during this slowdown crisis. I talked about we're doing team building and customer service training tomorrow for one of our chamber members, Renewable Power. Great, great chamber member. We set this up a long time ago, but my conference room can hold these folks, just fewer than 10. So these are things you can do. You know, work on your business. You've been really busy working in your business. Work on your business. You've got the time to do it. Check your website. You know, fix all those broken links. Talk to your webmaster. Enhance the information on your website. Enhance your business directory listings. Do all those things. Restaurants, you know, again, you stop your buffet meals. Go all plated. People will appreciate that. Enhance your catering capabilities. Enhance your delivery capabilities.
John, has there been any directive to forcing them to close down?
No. Flagstaff, Phoenix, and Tucson, and Mesa restaurants, they've closed.
And that's been like a city directive.
Yeah, the Flagstaff mayor, they have no cases right now in Coconino County, but the Flagstaff mayor said we're shutting down restaurants and bars. And I don't want to debate.
The right or wrong doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're living with whatever we've got.
And my thinking is, look, you know, one of my board members was at Sport Clips getting haircuts. They've taken all the chairs. They put two chairs in the waiting area, two. And before there was 5, 10, maybe 16 chairs. Now there's two.
And 3 feet apart.
6 feet apart. Again, at your place of business, if there's four to a table, make it two to a table. If there's eight to a table, make it four.
A lot of this is driven by the population that wants to see something.
Correct.
And that's what the politicians are doing, too. If the people are upset and are concerned and all that, they'll do things like close restaurants. Because they'll react to it.
Exactly. But again, our restaurants, we will probably lose a few restaurants through this crisis. Some just don't have the working capital. So, you know, buy gift cards. I'm going to make plenty of stops today. I'm going to photograph myself at local businesses. I'll be at 24 Karat Jewelers later picking up some.
I'm expecting a gift card, I guess.
I'm going to buy gift cards at Dandy.
No, I'm expecting one. I mean...
Oh, I owe you one. I owe you a whole bunch. So tell me where to go, and I'll get you a gift card. But I'll be at Lowe's, again, a chamber member. So I'm going to do my very level best to say, look, do what's normal as much as you possibly can. If you're doing tea on Tuesdays with Tim and Tiffany at 2 o'clock, continue to do that. If you're not feeling 100%, don't go. If you bowl on Thursdays... But if you don't feel 100%, don't go.
You know something you didn't do is do the chamber business that you normally do. Is there no chamber business?
There's no chamber business.
And I thought that might be the case.
Well, but see, okay. So a chamber member says, if you cancel Good Morning Union, what are you guys doing?
That's hilarious.
But see, some folks don't know of the other things that we do at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
We're doing email blasts for members that still need to promote what they're doing. I'm on so many different committees. The Fair Relocation Committee, that's a huge piece of business for us. Great meeting the other day. We're pretty sure we're going to get $10 million out of this state legislature, this budget, for land acquisition. That will really start the dominoes falling to acquire the land, to really get outside public-private partnerships to get the new fairgrounds built, relocated, and create a major event center.
We haven't even decided on a location yet.
No. Well, there's two choice locations, and we're not disclosing what they are because you do, the land price is going to double. So we're kind of being very close-lipped about that. Both are great locations. But we know that since there's over 200 events a year at the fairgrounds, this is going to be Yuma County Fairgrounds and event center. We know that we're going to have the amphitheater. The schematics I've seen, the new fairgrounds are going to be world class, but it's a $102 million ask.
Of course.
So I'm working with lots of organizations on that. We think it's the right thing to do, spending lots of time making sure that's
the right thing to do for military as much as, I mean, that's it. That's
We don't have a place to really hold big world class events. There's some things we can get through the Visitors Bureau, some conventions and the like we can't get because we don't have the facilities for it.
I think it's a nice opportunity to upgrade, but if it weren't for the military, this thing would have been out of reach.
The military, there's lots of different ways to fund this.
I'm not talking about funding, but I mean, it's like you've got to do it because of safety.
Oh, we have to do it. We've heard rumors that this year's fair will probably cancel, and this gives us more time to put a stronger plan in place. This is the great thing that we're happening right now with rural broadband. We're doing some things in that committee to make sure that that's happening. With we're getting the services that we're paying for, the build grant. Since we got the first $27 million from the state legislature to start widening Highway 95 to Aberdeen Road, we now have the wherewithal to ask for the build grant, another $25 million. What we're doing, Russ, is that we're taking the information. We know Yuma Proving Ground and YPG and the Army's, we know their mission. But we're adding in the mission of agriculture, the mission of recreation, the mission of the businesses up and down the Highway 95 corridor. We talked about the closure of that road when it rained last week. So all these things are adding to our arsenal getting this grant. So we're staying plenty busy. We're doing a lot of things. We're planning a major event in May for military spouses. We know that my, let's say my significant other is a Marine pilot, but I was going to get my degree from North Carolina State University. Now I'm displaced. So we're going to make sure that we have all the spouses who are on an employment route or a education route. We can continue that. So we're going to have an event in May, which is Military Spouses Month. We're going to have an event to make sure that the military spouses can stay whole so that the family stays engaged and enthused. So we've got lots of stuff to do. Working on an event with Diane Umphress as far as sexual abuse here in Yuma County, children that are really under attack. So we're going to have
I almost hate to hear we have to do an event on that. It's reality.
But we need to educate people on what to look for. It's more than see something, say something. It's all about making sure that as a community, we are together on this.
Yeah.
You look at kids, abuse goes up in the summertime. The abuse doesn't go up. The lack of reporting goes up because if I'm in school, I can see bruises, I can see issues, so reporting happens. When there's school breaks, suddenly the reporting goes down. The abuse continues. Reporting changes.
Wow.
So I think, in this case, I think it takes a village for us all to really help each other out.
But John, in our society, because of the lack of acceptance of these kinds of activities, I would think that they would start to, start disappearing. But I haven't seen it.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, and I appreciate...
I'm Pollyanna.
I am, too. I mean, I'm pretty naive. I think everyone's wonderful. But the reality is, we're not all wonderful. But here, we can really step up and give us some tools to really help, again, another vulnerable population. If you're a business, manage your receivables vigorously. If people owe you money, manage that. But also say, look, if someone owes you, $500, look, we'll take $100 now. We'll take $100. You can space out those receivables, but stay in contact. Do not let that stuff fall down. This is your lifeblood. The money that's owed you is your lifeblood. And if you know some, give them a call.
Yeah.
What can I do to help you pay this thing down? Again, one-on-one, they'll appreciate the fact that, one, you reached out. Two, you didn't put the heavy hammer on them. And three, you're willing to work with them. Everyone has had a medical bill that you've had to work with somebody over time, seriously. And they'll appreciate the fact that you reached out, talked to them, and everyone comes away happy. It may take you longer to get paid, but you're going to get paid. $100 today is a whole lot better than zero waiting for $500 next August.
Been there, done that.
Absolutely. Oh, but these are common sense approaches. We just have to hunker down and do it. Negotiate your payables. Again, on the flip side of that, look, I owe you a bunch of money. I can't pay you a whole lot now when you take $100. They're going to say, yeah. So managing the receivables on one end, also really, this is common sense stuff that people forget because they're working in their business and not working on their business. Let's work on your business. This is really critical. We talked about partnering with business neighbors. collaborating with business in your categories. Again, go to the SBA for short-term disaster loans. The money is out there. It's disasterloan.sba.gov. The money is there. Get yourself some working capital so you don't stress out. There's enough stresses out there. There's enough incoming anxiety and imported stress.
Really?
Oh, my heavens. And we're creating it.
I choose not to have any.
Wait, we both have our heads in the same sand. But that's okay. We're going to get through this, but we really have to just think about things you can do, especially your website, your digital footprint. Critical. Be posting out there happy stuff, positive stuff. Don't create happy talk, but share the positive stories. Share the victories.
It's critical. You take a break now.
It's critical I do that. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to four car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
Glock Days continues at Breck Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Glock handguns are the gold standard for rugged, reliable, accurate, and dependable. And Spragues has got the best selection of 2020 Glock firearms. And don't miss the all-new Glock 44 22 caliber pistol right now at Spragues. And while you're there, don't forget to register for your chance to win a free Glock 9mm or 40 caliber handgun, a $600 value. And don't forget, lifetime warranty. And with every Glock purchase, you'll receive Glock gear, because that's just the way it is at Spragues. Glock Days continues all week long at Spragues. You've got to love it. Glock handguns and Spragues Sports. It's Glock Days all week long at Spragues Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Spragues, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Russ Clark from Precision Automotive. Good morning, Russ.
I have my...
And there he is. Turn your mic on.
No, I did. Now
how about the wrong sound?
I'm glad to be here, but this button is sticking sometimes.
It's the humidity.
I need to get. No, it's old. It's like
you were the panel.
The button. Just the button. We're good.
Shoot. And the other thing too about this crisis is what really embarrasses me.
What?
It has been politicized to the point of lunacy.
But I'm not blaming the politicians completely because.
But it's heartbreaking. We want to blame somebody or something.
It's media.
Yeah, it's the media.
And I'm going to, lean on
it's
that.
It's the national media.
Correct.
Local people have done a nice job of
especially
communicating
AM 560. But
shameless plug. But the local media's done a great job of disseminating information.
I think so.
The county did their press conference last night. The Joint Information Center, Kevin Tunnell, did a nice job of a one-stop shop for information. I think getting the right information out there is critical. Stay off of Facebook, but the national media is just fueling this thing like crazy.
There's wrong things.
The 80,000 people in America have recovered from this, okay?
That's not according to CDC.
The medicines are out there, okay, to really...
That's true, and I don't think that's really been publicized yet.
No.
That's new.
Because it's good positive
news. It's old medicines.
News.
It's something they invented. It's something they've used, and they said this works.
I don't want to be Pollyanna to the point of being passé.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Pollyanna to the point of being disrespectful of folks that are suffering. However, there is good things happening out there, and we need to share those stories.
Better than that, John, it's not as bad as they think it is to begin with, let alone good things happening. It was never that bad. We created some panic.
Yep.
And we're not like Italy. We have a better infrastructure. We're not like China. We have better communications and infrastructure.
Americans are clean. We are clean.
In comparison.
Yes.
I think we're cleaner today than we were 2 weeks ago. We now have instructions in all the bathrooms on how to wash hands. You know, who knew?
I saw a placard on how to wash your hands.
I'm
glad that was there to tell me how to wash my hands. But that's okay.
Dr. Lee Heave taught me how to wash hands.
I would believe that.
Well, I shadowed her in surgery, and we spent a lot of time washing hands.
Yes, yes.
And then double gloves.
This way, through the fingers, back and forth. Yep.
It's a different level of clean.
And I'm thankful for that.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is check on your neighbors. Check on if you know there's a neighbor that's a bit elderly, that just maybe not sure of themselves, check on them. Knock on the door. How you doing?
But they're going to be more fearful of what's going on because they're more vulnerable, and they're not going to have the opportunities to overcome some of this shortage nonsense that has been created through hype.
And they don't have the activity opportunity. Okay, I can go do stuff. They're shut in. They're watching TV. They're watching the news, and their anxiety level is to the moon. So knock on the door. How are you? Can I help you? Need anything? It's going to take you maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
But you're doing a walk anyway because, again, you're not at work. So help folks out. This is common sense stuff.
Again, you can't use that on the radio.
Common sense?
Correct.
Is that one of the seven words you can't say on radio?
It's one of them. But common sense is not what's taking over the public square right now. And we have to adjust to it and understand that we have to ease
correct.
This panic.
Correct.
And
correct.
We have to overcome what may not make sense, but it's real because they feel it.
You're right. But again, I think we have still some hope.
Well, that's why we'll overcome it, because it's not real. It's manufactured. But we have to listen, understand, and then we can ease their pain.
I'm thinking back to the AIDS outbreak of the 80s, and people were justified.
That was scary.
It was very scary.
Yeah.
Losing their minds.
And we didn't know. They say, okay, it's a virus. We didn't know. Is it going to be airborne? Is it going to be something else? We didn't know.
We didn't have social media back then.
Yeah.
If we'd had social media back then,
would have made it worse.
Oh, it would make this look like a picnic.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think
because the things that aren't known are the ones that really get beat up.
And there's scams out there. Okay,
no.
Make sure you're only getting information from the CDC or the county health department or the city of Yuma or city of Somerton, San Luis. Again, trusted sources. I saw a Facebook post. If you gargle with hot, warm salt water, that will kill the virus.
Wait,
time out.
Well, what's it doing in your mouth anyway?
On what science? So if that's true, you see people walking around with salt shakers under their chin. But again...
And it may be true. I don't know. But I don't know. I would check it out.
Grandma's remedy probably still works.
Sometimes.
But again, get trusted information from trusted sources. There's scams out there like crazy that they want your email address. They're going to get into your computer. They're asking for social security numbers. They're going to get into your bank accounts. And the vulnerable populations, again, are at a huge risk. So, again, be cautious, be careful. But, again, think of others. And downshifting back into business, think about your neighbors. Think about like businesses. Think about what you can do in the interim. Activity is the elixir for anxiety and worry. Get your websites under control. Fix your business directory listings. Go to as many platforms as you can and enhance your business directory. There's a lot of free listings out there. You can really come through this extraordinarily stronger than you are today by working on your business. The training classes, the Chamber, we're open for business. If you want to get a customer service training, team building training, the communication of sales training, give us a call, 782-2567. Give me an email, john@umachamber.org. Let's get through the event. Let's, again, sharpen our pencils while we have a chance. I think it's important.
Yeah, even for you busy ones? I mean, I'm busy. Should I still do that?
Absolutely.
What? I got time.
7 a.m. doesn't scare me. You know, starting at 5:30 doesn't scare me. I'll do Saturdays. When I started the training sessions, they were the third Thursday, 2 o'clock, at the co-working oasis at the library.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Nobody showed up.
Nobody.
Because it was on my agenda, not theirs. Customer service is dictated by the customer.
It should be.
Not by the deliverer.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, this isn't working.
Had to regroup.
So I've done them on Veterans Day. I've done them on weekends.
Yeah.
Whatever works best for the chamber member is when we're going to do it. Customer service, team building, communication, sales. Do it now. You've got the time. We've got the ability to deliver it. Again, work on your business, not in your business. Also, I can't stress this enough, disasterloan.sba.gov. Go to that website, extraordinarily low interest loans, very easy repayment terms. You pay back on your ability to pay. Qualifying is really, really simple. The parameters to qualify have been really lessened. They've loosened up a lot of the parameters to qualify for some of these disaster loans. President Trump is going to throw $1 trillion out there.
That's what they're talking about. They haven't passed that yet.
Right. So while you're waiting for that to happen, this is something you can do today.
Yeah.
And it may help pay people that you have to send home. They can qualify for unemployment, or you can pay them half, or you can do some things. Or one business, okay, a chamber member, said, look, if you'll take a shift babysitting the other people who are working, I'll pay you your hourly rate.
That's awesome.
For babysitting while there's...
That's awesome.
It's terrific. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Wheeler at Prison Hill.
Chris did that.
What an innovative guy. Thinking way, 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 way outside the box.
I'm going to go drink a beer.
Make sure. Yeah, the Jovian Blonde is mine. But,
okay.
Yeah. But again, innovative ways to really help your team, help your staff, and help each other. Like that, Chris, shout out to you. Well done. I wish it's such a good idea. I wish I'd thought of it first.
Well, you can take credit. The mail
number. No. I have to. How are we doing on time?
You have about 20 seconds.
About 20 seconds. Call the Chamber, 782-2567. We have resources for you to get through this. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Stay dry. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
from the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News.